3 weeks ahead of local and Senate elections, the Czech political scene is fraught with discord. The Civic Democrats, the strongest party in the governing coalition, has been hard hit by a blackmail and entrapment scandal involving two of its deputies. Last weekend brought another bombshell. The Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes alleged that two Civic Democrats, rebel deputy Vlastimil Tlustý and Interior Minister Ivan Langer, as well as the opposition leader Jiří Paroubek of the Social Democrats, had in the past been in contact with the mafia, publishing transcripts of telephone conversations to back its claims. So, with the already tarnished image of Czech politics taking a further battering, what effect will all this have on the forthcoming local and Senate elections? Daniela Lazarová spoke to analyst Jiří Peher.
Well, I'm afraid that this series of scandals will affect the elections in two quite negative ways. One will be a low turnout. I think a lot of voters will simply not bother to vote simply because they feel that it doesn't make any sense. And second, I think it will damage the Civic Democratic Party, which is affected by various scandals the most at this point.
Indeed, this scandal has come at a very bad time, ahead of the country's EU presidency. What are the government's, the governing coalition's chances of surviving?
I think that the chances of the government to survive are about 50-50, because on the one hand, it would be quite natural for the government to collapse right now, given the disagreements within the ruling Civic Democratic Party and its coalition partners. But on the other hand, there will be a lot of pressure from politicians, even in the opposition parties, to keep the government together in some form because of the country's presidency of the EU. It is possible that the government will fall, and at that point, I think that the opposition and the current coalition would get together and try to find some solution for the duration of the presidency.
How will this situation, though, affect people's trust in politicians and the perception of Czech politics in general?
I'm afraid that people's trust in politics and politicians is very low right now, and it could not probably go much lower. I'm afraid that what we see is really a very serious series of scandals and allegations which really for an ordinary Czech mean only one thing: politics should not be trusted, and politicians are as a class basically crooks, and that is a very bad message for any democratic country.
We've heard calls from politicians for special commissions to be set up to investigate these scandals. Do you think politicians are addressing these scandals adequately?
Well, putting together a commission, a parliamentary commission that would investigate these various scandals may be a good thing under normal circumstances, but the problem here is that we are just a few weeks before the elections, and this means that it will be viewed even by voters as yet another attempt of the opposition to somehow weaken the coalition. And also, I'm afraid that this whole exercise will turn into mudslinging, because while the opposition parties will try to investigate scandals within the Civic Democratic Party and within other coalition parties, the Civic Democratic Party, which will have its representatives in the commission, will try to shift the attention to scandals within the Social Democratic Party in particular. So we will see a lot of mudslinging, but nothing will come out of it. And I think that at the end of this exercise, even more people will have problems to trust Czech politics.
So is it time for fresh blood in Czech politics? Because this is an ongoing problem. It's been going on for years and years.
I think that in all major parties, that is all parliamentary parties, time has come for bringing new people into politics. Problem is that the current political class are not very, very much willing to let people in. Political parties in the Czech Republic function like firms which jealously guard their turfs, and they are really not willing to let too many new people in, at least into the positions of power. So we will probably be stuck with this current situation for time to come, and that is not a good message for the Czech Republic.
Analyst Jiří Peher speaking there to Daniela Lazarová. Two Czech soldiers injured in Monday's attack on the Czech provincial